101.9 and 1490 Iron Country, there's Blackberry Smoke, and we all know what a big supporter of the band and their music I am, and they've got a new album coming out in February called Be Right Here. And with us today, we want to welcome back to the Big Red in the Morning Show, Blackberry Smoke, lead vocalist Charlie Starr. Welcome back to the show, Charlie.
Thanks for having me. How are you guys?
It's great. It's great to talk to you again. It's been a while since the last time we talked, last December, actually, when you guys played the Wisconsin Dells. And I guess my first question before we go any further is how is Britt doing?
He's doing great. He's doing great. He's really just on the up and up and playing well and feeling well, and all is good right now. Thank you.
That's great to hear. So we've heard a couple of tracks off the upcoming Be Right Here release. With how much you guys tour, do you guys still go in the studio as a band, or does everyone record their parts in like home studios and put it together from there?
No, we go in as a band. Always have, always will. It's just the most efficient way to do it, and that's how you capture a band, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, doesn't it give you more of that live feel when you record it that way?
It does. We're all in the same room staring at each other and gritting our teeth and maybe hurling some obscenities at one another. whatever it takes.
Well, you know, I saw that, you know, you finally took a vacation and you've had some time off, but you guys are still playing a lot of dates. I mean, how do you find time, Charlie, to write and record an album with you guys are constantly busy?
You have to make time. I have to, you know, make sure that I'm writing and trying to stay productive and creative. Otherwise it would be really easy to just go crawl in a hole.
Yeah, exactly. You know, a few weeks ago you guys released tour dates for 2024, and I see a decent run of dates in Europe. Now, I know I've talked to other bands like Blackstone Cherry and those, and they just love the crowds in Europe. Do you feel a big difference between your U.S. crowd and the crowds that you see overseas?
Well, it's similar in that it's a lot different in different states in the United States. You know, you different parts of the country, people may react differently to different songs. And it's the same in Europe. Like the Germans may be a little more clinical and serious minded than, say, people from Dublin.
Okay.
You know, so it's just or like the Italians and Spaniards are just super enthusiastic and loud, and they love to hug you and kiss you. You know, it's like the love language people over there, you know. And then you go to you might go to France, and they might be a little stuffy, but not always. You just never know. And it all depends on the venue and the day of the week and, you know, what song you're playing, I guess.
I hear that. Now, I've been to a lot of Blackberry Smoke shows over the years, and I've always respected the fact that it's never been the same set list. I mean, even when I went to back-to-back nights, I mean, how do you guys go together putting a set list together night after night like that?
I write them in the afternoon, usually to people before or right after people say, "What are we playing tonight?" And then I will just kind of, well, I literally, you know, can look at a list of everything we play, because I email set list generally. So I can look and I can tell you within 30 seconds what we played last time we were in your town. And so the general rule is, hey, don't do the same thing.
Okay, well, it seems like it's working for you. And I just saw that you had announced to be playing some shows with Cody Jenks in April of 2024. Is this the first time you guys have done any shows with Cody? And do you see more in the future? Is this a co-headlining kind of thing?
This is our first time playing with Cody. He's just killing it, you know. He has been for years, and we've known him for a while now. Just a genuine fella, a good person. And we'll be glad to go out and play some shows with him. It should be great.
Looking forward to that. Now, I got to ask you, Charlie, when you're not performing or writing Blackberry Smoke songs, what does Charlie Starr listen to?
Oh, God, everything. It could be, I love the Stones' new record right now. My youngest son loves it and has me playing it on repeat. He also loves Oasis.
Okay.
And has me playing that on repeat. But at the same time, I love, I was just last night listening to John Coltrane and the Grateful Dead and Aerosmith and you name it. If it's good, I like it. If it's bad, I don't.
Well, I guess I ask this question to all the songwriters that I have on the show here. Is there one song out there from all the songs that you've heard that you go, man, I wish I'd written that one?
Well, there's a ton of those. Honky Tonk Women is a good one.
Okay.
Let It Be.
Oh.
Wouldn't it be nice to have written Let It Be?
Oh, unbelievable. And let me ask you this. Now, you've written some fantastic songs, some anthems for people. I whenever you go to the show, people are singing your lyrics back at you loud and proud. What's the one song that you've written that you're the most proud of?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I love to sing them and play them, you know, all.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I could pick one. I guess that changes from night to night, too, if I look out and see that whichever song is affecting people the most. Is probably my favorite at the moment.
All right. Well, you know, you're coming to our area once again, which is a pleasure for all of us around here. We love coming to see you live. You're going to be November 16th at the Genesis Theater in Waukegan. From that new album coming out in February, how many are we going to hear from that? Are we just going to hear these first two that you released?
Yeah, well, we're just doing them as they come out, you know, because we got to keep the surprise element there.
Okay. And you guys, it looks like you guys got a ton of dates next year. I mean, is the road really where you like to be, Charlie, instead of, you know, the writing and recording? Is the performing part of it the best part for you?
I don't know. It's all different. You know, it's all a different type of hat to put on. I love being in the studio. It always seems so short when we make records, you know. But I love to tour as well. I was telling my wife about 5 minutes ago, I was like, I'm going crazy. We've been home for a week and I'm raring to go.
You know, a few years ago, I saw you in Rockford at the Coronado Theater and you guys did an acoustic night that night. Rick Nielsen came out and played with you. Do you enjoy doing those acoustic nights? And have you thought about maybe coming out and doing some more of those?
I do. And we have definitely talked about another acoustic tour. Funny that I twisted Rick's arm and got him to come and do I Want You to Want Me acoustic with us. And, you know, if you listen to the recorded version of that song, it seems more in that vein, you know, than comparing it to the Live at Budokan version, which we all worshipped, you know, as kids. But he had a blast and he played both solos and nailed them.
It was a great night. I'll never forget that. And looking forward to seeing you at the Genesis Theater. Anybody out touring with you right now on these shows?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look. We had a great time, a great run last month with Miles Miller, who has a great new record out. And I'm not sure. I'll have to look into that.
All right. Well, Charlie, for our Iron Country listeners here, where's the best place to keep up with what's going on with Blackberry Smoke?
BlackberrySmoke.com.
That is the place. That is the place to find out. And I see you on all the socials. And Charlie, I want to appreciate you one more time thanking you for coming on the show today. And I really look forward to seeing you in Waukegan next month and in April out in Cedar Rapids.
Thank you very much.